This is Long-Term Care Connections for October 1, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The federal government shutdown should have minimal impact on long-term care. Medicare and Medicaid are mandatory programs that continue, even during a lapse of appropriations. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has a contingency plan to maintain necessary staffing and funding for certain programs during this time, which includes Medicare and Medicaid payments to providers and states. There may be slight delays in payments, waiver approvals, and technical assistance due to fewer federal staff available to do this work, but we do not anticipate serious disruptions. Given the reduction in federal staff, rulemaking and other policy development may be delayed. CMS survey and certification surveys will focus on serious complaint investigations, and other survey activities by federal staff will be suspended. Some residents' telehealth access may be impacted. We will provide any further updates on the shutdown impacts as they become available. The intent to apply deadline for the AHCA-NCAL National Quality Awards is coming up on November 13th. If you are considering taking your facility on the Quality Award journey, visit the AHCA-NCAL Quality Award portal for resources and stories of previous participants to learn more about how the process can strengthen your team's connection to what truly matters, motivate your staff, and deliver measurable results. You can also find direct links to a number of Quality Award resources on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. A reminder from the DSHS Background Check Central Unit. There are requirements regarding fingerprint checks in Washington's assisted living facilities. Initiative 1163 passed in 2011, requiring formal training, testing, and certification of caregivers in assisted living and other home and community-based care settings. Along with a new home care aide credential came the expectation that caregiving staff must complete fingerprint background checks upon hire, in addition to the state name and date of birth background checks. These fingerprint requirements apply to long-term care workers, including caregivers and nurses, and administrators. There is no requirement for any other staff member to obtain fingerprint checks. You can read more detailed information on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. DSHS has issued a Dear Provider letter outlining the new process for all provider types to submit informal dispute resolution requests using an online form. WACA is hosting a free webinar on October 28th to provide an overview of the process and to give members further instructions about when and how to complete the form. Visit LTC Connections online to read the letter from DSHS in full and to register for the webinar today. If you are the administrator, owner, or manager of a WACA member provider facility, please take note. WACA has recently updated our payment policies, which can be found on our website. We strongly encourage you to review these updates as there are several changes that may impact your facility, including an updated mailing address to send payments by check, the implementation of a late fee policy for past due invoices beginning December 1st, and new sales tax requirements for our live virtual and in-person events. Please visit waca.org/payment policies to review these updates and contact accounting at waca.org with any questions. In today's grassroots update, everyone has a story to tell. Long-term care facilities across Washington serve not just people, but places too. Each one houses or cares for a unique set of individuals, and residents' stories are deeply woven into the fabric of the communities they call home. Last week, WACA's own Lori St. Ars experienced that community connection during a facility tour with Senator Jessica Bateman at Brookdale Olympia East. There they met with a resident who retired from a career in state government and bonded over shared stories in and around the Capitol campus. When giving tours, resident engagement is an important tool toward making it feel grounded. The representatives of your district appreciate the chance to speak directly to the people who they serve and hear their incredible stories firsthand. Consider that on your next facility tour, and invite your residents to share their stories with your visitors. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. The next session in our monthly SNF webinar series, Emergency Preparedness and Disaster Response Planning, is coming up on October 16th. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring esteemed healthcare leaders together on the third Thursday of each month to learn actionable strategies from experts to elevate the quality of care and ensure compliance in your skilled nursing facility. The RCS Survey Agency Fall Forum is coming up on November 12th. This quarterly virtual forum offers providers a unique opportunity to connect with RCS field managers and regional administrators. Topics this fall include emergency preparedness and infection control updates, and sessions will be held for both assisted living and skilled nursing facility providers. Pre-registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2nd to 9th. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.